What's happened here is police and state-sponsored thuggery. They have come, they have taken one of our leaders away, Martin Collins, who we were involved in a peaceful demonstration, a demonstration that was highlighting what has happened to travellers in the Dunsink area, where they have been hemmed in with a massive concrete barrier, which is creating havoc for our children who can't get to their schools, who can't get to their GP appointments, who can't get to their local shops. They've got a 7-mile detour. In any other country in Europe, this would have been a disgrace. It would be seen as a human rights issue. This is a human rights issue, and not just for travellers, but for people in Ireland in general. If they're allowed to get away with this kind of erecting, this kind of barrier, this kind of police response, you've got over 200 police, as you can see here yourself. They've got horse and they've got mounted police. They've got motorbike police. They've got the ordinary foot soldiers. They've got superintendents. You name it, they've got it here. This is a peaceful demonstration, and we are not going until that barrier is removed. People have a right to live in the community where they want to live, and they have a right to the same laws that apply to everyone else, but they seem to create a new law every time it comes to travellers. Let it be the Trespass Legislation Law, the Control of Horses Act, or the Market Trading Act in 1996. There's three pieces of legislation in the last 10 years that in any other country in Europe would cause chaos within the EU. They would be completely either expelled from the EU or they would not be allowed to enter. And in Ireland, in a country that prides itself in its so-called democracy, that has come down extremely hard on travellers, and it's continuing. And this is just the beginning. This is not just the beginning. This is the actual. After 20 years of travellers being involved in politics and fighting for their rights, they have sent out the security force in force, as you can see yourself.
And what was the feeling on the halting site when that wall went up?
Absolutely one of fear and complete disbelief at what is happening to them, what has taken place in their community. Now we're dispersing.
You're glad to see the back of us.
See you.